Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's now the 4th of October, 2017, and my name is Kurt Hunt. Thank you for joining us as S3 Productions, which is me, presents Forgotten Music on the 78 RPM Records. Tonight we're doing Mercury Records, 1952, J. Murads, M-U-R-A-D-S, Harmonicats. And we're going to start off with the side A side, Hootin' Blues. This is Mercury Label 5869, released in June of 1952 on 10-inch, 78 RPM Schlock Records. So without further ado, the Harmonicats with Hootin' Blues. Here we go. Harmonicats. Jerry Murads, Harmonicats, an American harmonica-based group, obviously. Originally, they were named their Harmonica Madcaps. Group consisted of Jerry Murad, Bob Heidemack, Pete Peterson, and Al Fiore, F-I-O-R-E, chord harmonica. They performed later as a trio with Murad, Faru, and bass harmonica player Don Less. 1952, Hootin' Blues, written by Moss and Terry. Now, I bought this record not for the Hootin' Blues, but it does fit in kind of nice. The flip side is called Night Train, and which we'll do on another show. But anyway, if you have any questions, comments, or anything else, this song does kind of remind me of something you hear riding a freight train someplace, which is actually kind of neat because that works into the overall theme of what I'm trying to do. Mercury Records 5869 out of Chicago, Illinois, instrumental. And if you have any questions, comments, suggestions, hints, or otherwise, you can always reach me at KurtHahn74@yahoo.com. You can reach me through Facebook.com/SBProductions2 or through Blog Talk Radio. With that, y'all have a great day. Goodbye. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, my name is Kurt Hahn. Welcome to another episode of S3 Productions as we pull into our station tonight, presenting Night Train. This is written by Forrest, by Jerry Murads, Harmonicats, Mercury Records 5869, and we're going on a train ride, obviously, at night, which is kind of symbiotic, seeing us about 7 o'clock at night. Mercury Records, again, this is instrumental, Jerry Murad and his Harmonicats 1952 edition, so sit back, enjoy the ride. Here we go. Riding on the Night Train with Jerry Mourad and the Harmonic Cats of 1952 on Mercury Records number 5869. And off in the distance, I hear something. I wonder what's going on. Let's go off into our little trip into imagination, shall we? Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Kurt Hunt. Welcome to another episode of S3 Productions Presents Forgotten Music on the Old 78 RPM Records. And today is the 5th of October. It's about 6:30 at night. And tonight we're going to do RCA Victor, Don't Look Now, But Your Broken Heart Is Showing. This is RCA Victor 20-2308, the A-side, with Texas Jim Robertson and his Panhandle Punchers. Boy, it doesn't get any better than that. Okay, this is 1947 Country Western with Texas Jim Robertson. With that, sit back and relax and enjoy.
You're to blame if I have a way of knowing that within your heart there's only misery. 'Cause you're the one that left me deep in sorrow, without a soul to tell my troubles to. So don't look now, but the broken heart is showing, and to me it sure looks good on you.
Texas Jim Robertson was born in 1909, passed away in 1966, was an American country singer from Texas. Gee, I wonder how that's why they call him Texas Jim Robertson. American country western singer, New York City. In 1930, he was not only singing, but also taking drama roles on the radio. And that's all I really know about good old Texas Jim Robertson. But with that, if you have any questions, comments, suggestions, or otherwise, love to hear from you. You can always reach me at Kurt Hans at facebook.com/S3Productions2, S3Productions2 on facebook.com. If you have any questions or you would like to enlighten us with more information on Texas Jim Robertson. With that, you all have a nice day. Thank you so very much. It takes a long, long train with a red caboose. RCA Victor, this is 1947 vintage, 20-2308. This is the B-side. It takes a long, long train with a red caboose to carry my blues away. Written by Larry Marcus and Rick Dick Charles and sung by Texas Jim Robertson and the Panhandle Punchers. So here we go. All aboard.
The engineer was weeping as the train went down the track. I felt so heavy-hearted that I couldn't give him back. Ooh, he hit that whistle, say. It takes a long, long train with a red caboose to carry my blues away. I listen to that lonesome whistle. I listen to that mournful bell. The echo said, I told you so, and my heart said, fare thee well. Stood there in the station with a letter in my hand. Didn't want to be a baby, so I cried just like a man. Ooh, you hear that mistletoe say? It takes a long, long train with a red caboose to carry my blues away. Listen to the lonesome whistle, listen to the mournful bell. The echo said, I told you so, and my heart said, anywhere. Stood there in the station with a letter in my hand, didn't want to be a baby, so I cried like a man. Ooh, hear that whistle say. Take a long, long train with a red caboose to carry my blues away. It takes a long, long train with a red caboose to carry my blues away.
And we're back again. Just another episode into the imagination of train land, or I like to think of theater in the mind. Okay, that was Texas Jim Robertson, 1947 on RCA Victor 20-2308. Takes a long, long train with a red caboose to carry my blues away. So with that in mind, if you have any questions, comments, hints, or suggestions, you can always reach me at kerhan74@yahoo.com. Or facebook.com/S3Productions2. With that, you have a great day. Goodbye.